Two jerks on opposite sides of a planet.
The planet may be Earth.
Scott Future in Ottawa, Canada.
And Ray Larrabee in Nagoya, Japan.
We are So Future Jerks.
Ray, there's something that's been on my mind. Weighing heavily on my mind lately.
Lay it on me, Scott. Lay down that heavy load.
What are we talking about?
Your problems.
All right.
What's on your mind?
Do you think that Barbie and the Rockers was just a ripoff of Jem and the Holograms?
Hey, Scott, I too have been up at nights wondering the same thing. Look, I know Barbie and the Rockers came out almost immediately after Jem did in 1985. It ran for exactly the same number of years, but...
Yeah, that's what concerns me. It's just eating me up.
You gotta think about the history of Barbie. Barbie has countless occupations since her inception in 1959. And pop singer is one of the...
Turn on! Is this on? Check, check, check!
Coming into your company, hey, I'm just gonna mix you down a little bit here on the alien mixing board.
Fool! We only have minutes to make our contact with the Earthlings. This is their most popular show in all of the universe. We must
listen,
Zeroid, the audience now.
If we miss this opportunity, we gotta wait 2 or 3 weeks. Who knows when their next episode is gonna be?
These guys are very, very unpredictable. Like,
well, they're the first ones to discover holiday madness.
That's right.
Listen, Zeroid, are you feeling okay?
I think I ate something that didn't quite agree with me.
Yeah, what's that? You know, we're supposed to say these
answers. It did not
listen,
go down right.
Well, I know I'm feeling a little weird.
Why are you feeling weird?
Astronauts are just a snack. You gotta take it easy on these things.
I know, they are like Pringles, I think is what the Earthlings call it.
That's right, they come in their own little silver containers.
You can't just eat one.
Did you know that you don't have to turn clockwise with the cap? You can unscrew it either way. Just pull it straight off.
That is amazing. Thank you for informing me.
They're not recyclable, unfortunately.
That's a movement that's overdone.
It sure is. Hey, Zeroid, listen. Do you mind if I call you Zeroid?
Mr. Zeroid.
Listen, Mr. Zeroid, this invasion is going really well, but I'm just wondering, where are we supposed to keep all these cows?
It's a moot point.
Oh, sir, your comedy is almost as good as the comedy in the Future Jerks podcast.
Flattery. It's a good thing. All right, are we ready for our broadcast?
Well, what are we going to do with this planet anyway?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
When you consider that she was a ballerina years before Jem even existed, it renders the whole argument truly, truly...
outrageous?
No, moot. It renders it moot. You can't render something outrageous. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, you're probably right. We better move on now. We spent a lot of time on Barbie and the Rockers.
Run the super hosts.
All right.
We are the super hosts 2000.
This is the part of the show where you learn a little bit about us.
And what we've been up to.
Now, Scott, what's been going on in your future life?
This is true. I made some chairs today.
You mean stool?
No. I made chairs. You know, the dining room chairs? I got rid of them. Got new ones.
What happened to the old ones? They were so narrow and uncomfortable.
One that I would sit on, the leg kept wanting to give out. I'm kind of a thrill seeker, so it doesn't really bother me too much. But the wife was a little bit concerned because I'd have the baby often at the table to keep him calm while she was eating or whatever. And she was worried that I was going to sit down and the whole thing was going to kind of collapse.
Well, wait. Let me describe to the audience what these chairs were like. Scott Future has these chairs that...
They're like the ones out of Beetlejuice.
They're like the G-string of chairs. They're super, super narrow, maybe 3 centimeters wide, and they go right up the crack of your butt. 20 centimeters, maybe? For our American listeners, centimeters?
Do we have Kelvin?
20 parsecs.
I don't know.
Anyway, they're really narrow, and they didn't have armrests, which is fine for a single man. But when you become a daddy, no way, you need a daddy chair,
right? Yeah, it'd be fine if you were like a metrosexual Swedish guy with a little thin hip man, but not me.
You're no Jorgen.
I am no Jorgen. You got that right.
You said you built them.
Yeah, well, I had to put them together, so I kind of built the chairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a lot like Jesus.
Do they have armrests?
They have no armrests. That's why there's a table, so you can just put your elbows on the table.
Of course, you don't really need armrests at a dining room table, but what about four legs?
They do have four legs.
That's a step ahead, because your old ones had two, right?
Three. There was two in the front and then kind of the back.
Right.
It was like a stool in so many ways.
Do you think these new chairs will go with your existing fancy table?
Yeah, well, that's why we got them. Yeah, we kind of hope so.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a big thing. My car got broken into.
What? Your car that just got smashed by a snowplow?
Yeah, it got broken into. Nothing was really stolen because there's nothing in it. Punks just rifled through it. In fact, the bride was looking at 3 o'clock in the morning, nursing, and saw somebody going around and kind of moved in the motion sensor, turned the light on, and then the guys took off. But I guess they came back. Yeah, went and rifled through the whole thing and didn't find any meth, so they moved on.
You're lucky you didn't leave the baby in the car like most parents
do. That's true. It was only like -40°C.
That's terrible. So you got a window to replace or what?
No, they didn't break a window, funny enough.
How did they get in?
I don't know. Jimmy did in some way.
Jimmy.
I don't know.
Listeners, please send us an email and tell us how you break into a car. But at least you didn't have to replace a window.
There's a good chance that the city will take responsibility for the accident that they...
And what happened?
Well, I had a call with one of the adjusters that they may actually take responsibility for the plow hitting my vehicle that was parked away from any place where it should have got hit. So I haven't got it definitively from them, but it sounded positive, so I'm cautiously optimistic about it.
I'm so glad.
What's been going on with you? Enough about me.
Oh, well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
My cousin is in China making some LED lights, and he came to visit me, and it was lots of fun. We made, we did super nerdy stuff the whole week. We played old video games.
That's kind of what you do anyway.
It's true. We made electronic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like lots of little projects like that. Designed a logo, that kind of thing. It was a fun week.
Yeah.
Here's something. Just before he arrived, my wife said, she was looking on Groupon, she said, hey, there's this thing for $10 where you can go into a pressure health chamber. And I immediately said, yes, sign me up. Because I thought it would be, you know,
a bariatric chamber?
Yeah. I thought it'd be some kind of future space tug.
You're trying to be like Lance Armstrong.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Or more like Michael Jackson, actually. Didn't he sleep in one?
I just want a juice, is what I'm saying. I just want a juice.
But you could boost.
That's true. God.
Maybe you could go into the chamber and then boost.
I'm going to go back to the story in a second. My nephew, who I believe listens to our podcast, who is a young teenager, he mentioned, it was so cold. It was so cold yesterday. I had to boost 3 times to get to the end of the driveway. This is how we're affecting the youth.
Whoa. We're having a measurable effect.
Kids are boosting now. Wow. It's the new butt chugging. So anyway, this chamber, so we got to this place. Unfortunately, there was only one chamber, so we all had to take turns, and it's an hour each. So I went first. You go into this chamber, and it's like...
Ooh, I wouldn't want to go in the chamber after you've been in the chamber.
Well, that's why I wanted to go first, to stink it up. It's like it's like a Lazy Boy inside a barrel.
Was it called the Maryland... That? Chambers?
I wish it was, because I'd be in there. Oh, no, well, it's herpes, you know. There's like a reclining chair in there and a blanket to cover your lap, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. Whoa. No, I don't. I have no idea.
Because the air pressure causes, it's like a school bus, you know?
Oh, it's like the penis pump.
Exactly. It's like a full-body penis pump.
Right.
I wish I'd thought of that while I was in there. You can just leave it. You can just hang rat, and then it's like getting a free penis pump.
It'd be just like the back of the magazine.
Anyway, so I was inside this full human-sized penis pump, and it was like an hour. And
well,
then
that's
you put
actually a little bit like those hotels, the capsule hotels.
Yeah, they're
kind of like that, too.
I fell asleep for about at least 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you can bring in your phone if you want to fool around with looking at pictures and Twitters and whatever, or listen to podcasts, but I did not. I brought a magazine and didn't read it. I pretty much fell asleep the whole time. They give you oxygen, so there's oxygen spraying in your face. You can see, like on the thing, how many atmospheres of air pressure you're up. And it's like going up an airplane. And then it slowly brings it back, and then that's it. But it was a fun experience.
Did you feel anything different while you were in there?
I felt sleepy. It's the same as an airplane. You felt the fear.
Did you pass wind?
I sort of forced it back in somehow. Maybe I did. Maybe it was a slow leak.
Because you find that happens a lot on the airplane?
I thought that was just me.
No, that's kind of a thing.
It's really good that the noise, you know, you can't hear them.
Right, yeah. You just kind of like you're messing up like people's sensory.
I wonder how many farts those seats absorb.
They've got to have some kind of special...
Probably after 20 years, when you look at the foam, it's probably like a full turd. It's just a solid brown turd from all the parts it's absorbed. They just flush them all.
It's such a classy podcast. God.
Why wouldn't it be? Think how many farts.
Okay, well, how many flights would a plane do? Let's do a grade 7 math question right now.
Okay, I got a calculator right here.
You have a flight 586. It's flying from Toronto to Dominican Republic. Uh-huh. It would probably fly twice a day, would you think? Or maybe three?
Maybe three.
So three flights a day.
So 5 hours? 4 hours?
Four or 5 hours. We'll say five just to make it easy.
Okay.
So that's three passengers a day. It probably flies how many?
Every day.
Yeah, but they got to do maintenance.
340 days.
340. What, 1,000?
5,100 already.
5,100?
Yeah.
How are you getting that?
That's how many hours we got so far.
Oh, right. But I thought we were doing by the amount of people.
Times how many people.
So that's about 1,000 a year. And in a 5 hour flight, how frequently do you think somebody
five times?
They farted five times?
Once an hour, I think. Okay. That's why I did five.
Right. So then you're up to like 5,000.
Sorry, I jumped ahead a little bit. Yeah, 5,100 is what I got.
And what's the average volume of the fart?
We haven't. Wait, how many people on a plane?
Oh, I don't know. Like, are we gonna, we'll say it's a, like, what, 300?
No. Maybe like 150.
Really? No. That's 200. Okay, whatever, 200. But we're just talking about the seat. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
So each of those farts is probably 1 liter of air. No, probably 500 milliliters of air.
Very 0.5. Voluminous.
And so 510,000.
I don't think that people, when they tuned in, thought they were going to get a math lesson.
510,000 liters of fart per year. Now, you figure this plane runs, maybe they change the seats every 30 or 20 years.
Okay, right? But can I just draw something to your attention?
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of fuel in a plane.
Right.
Like, you could have the biggest Blue Angel ever.
Oh, right. They should use this stuff.
They should harness that power to power the jets.
But if we go, listen, I'm going to go 20 years before they change the seats. Now we've got, oh my God, I don't even know what this number means. And 10.2 million, basically the size of 10.2 million turds worth of farts.
In one seat?
No, the whole plane.
Okay, so what would it be for the seat? What would it be for the seat then?
So basically like a, if you're near Ottawa, Mount St. Pat is about that size.
Okay.
Maybe the Pakenham Ski Hill is about roughly.
So that's 51,000 for each seat. Wow.
I don't know if I got that right. It should be smaller than the plane, right?
Yeah. It would make it harder to.
We need to. So send in your formulas to our email. Or actually go on Twitter. It'll be even much, much better. And tell us how our math is wrong.
Yeah. Feel free to write that in your iTunes review. Put the formula for it. I think that there might be some kind of a Nobel. It's like one of the equations that they still haven't figured out.
Isn't there like six
math equations that they don't have a solution for?
This is
one of them.
Number seven.
This is Stinky Seven.
I'd like to hear from someone who actually, because we have so many listeners now, there must be one of them out there that has actually removed airline seats.
Yeah.
One thing I wouldn't want in my living room is airline seats.
That's the only thing? That's the one thing?
Well, it's one thing. It's one of the many things. But if there's an auction somewhere, it's like cheap airline seats. Even if it's first class, they make more farts, right? Because they eat more cheese, fancy cheeses.
What about a garbage pail full of incontinence bags?
No, there's a countless list of things you don't want.
Okay, you made it sound like there was only one thing. Like, that's
I'm just saying that the first class seats must be worse, right?
Because rich people fart more?
They like duck. Duck makes terrible farts, probably. It sounds like a duck. And whatever rich people eat. I had no idea. No idea.
I do not know.
What are the Kraft dinner?
No. So.
And that's how I'm doing.
Well, how did we get to here?
Now, Scott, you must be itching to tell baby stories. Your baby stories are bursting forth like a baby from a woman's loins or a man's loins.
I am itching with eczema. That's why I'm itching.
It's not anything else.
No, it's not. Anything
else. Is it under your, under the rim?
Are we talking about a Tim Hortons coffee?
No, I mean your neck.
Oh, no.
That's what we call it in where I come from.
No.
Roll up the rim, it means pull up your collar.
I'm not familiar with the Valley speak.
Let's talk about babies.
Let's do it.
Babies, jerks of the future. Babies, jerks of the future.
This is the part of the show where I, a father of a lovely baby boy, will answer Ray's biting questions about babies. Neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so our advice should not be followed. Ray has never been a father, will never be a father, as he managed to strain his testicles in a Play-Doh fuzzy pumper barber and beauty shop, rendering them outrageous. Shouldn't it be moot? Not outrageous?
Moot.
Shouldn't it
be moot?
It should be moot.
Right. How did I get that wrong?
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense that it'd be outrageous.
I mean, how did you get that wrong?
I don't know.
Scott, I don't have any baby stories because I don't have a baby.
Yeah.
But you do. Yeah. Tell me a baby story.
Living through a trying time, he doesn't like to sleep because he's got some teething going on.
Teething?
Yeah, teething.
Can you see teeth?
You can see a bump on the top, and nothing. He doesn't really like you looking in his mouth.
Now, he already had a tooth, as you know from a previous episode.
That's right. This is old hat for him. That was the one that my wife punched out.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's used to dental despair.
Yeah, but he's probably a little gun shy. That's why he's making sure it's not coming out right away, so he doesn't want to get punched in the mouth again.
Now, when babies are teething, is there anything you can give them to chew to make to wear away the skin?
I mean, he loves to eat his hands. He's, you know, crying like crazy and staying up all the time, waking us up.
Well,
and
I have an idea. What have you tried for teething toys?
Just the regular kind of thing that,
you know, when you're doing drywall, there's like a sanding block.
Yeah, I have one right here.
Yeah, that should work better because you want to wear away the skin inside the mouth, right, to get to the teeth faster.
That's actually not a bad idea.
But dust it off first, you know, just hit it on your pant leg a few times to get the drywall dust out.
That's a good idea, too.
Safety first. You got to think of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and as a result, he had a little bit of a fever.
Fever?
So, yeah.
Not holiday fever.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I was worried
about.
Was
he babbling?
Well, he generally does because he isn't able to talk yet.
Look, I'm not a babyologist, but I think that might be holiday fever.
What holiday? I mean, well, Groundhog Day, I guess.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Was it around Groundhog Day that happened?
Yeah, it's give or take, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. Also, we got a Jolly Jumper for him. He is...
We mentioned that last time.
Did we mention that last time?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm totally sleep deprived. How the f*** do I know what I'm doing? You know what? You're such a big f***ing smarty pants. Why don't you tell me? Why don't you just do the baby's thing, all right?
I can tell you exactly what's going on with Scott's baby.
There you go.
Scott's baby has just learned to do tracking on a VCR. He knows how to get that little bar to go steady. Scott's baby also has been cleaning carpets. He uses a steamer and he's been getting very good results, but finds it very difficult to dump the dirty water. Waits around for his parents. Where the hell are they? Come on, I need to change this water. I got to get this carpet steamed.
No, you're not going to do the asshole part that you do after you then say it. Like, so you're doing both parts now.
Wait a minute. Here's what's going on with Scott's baby, really. Scott's baby has been lying down in a cradle, crying and crying and crying. How's that?
Yeah, because his daddy is busy, like, doing a podcast.
Look, I'm not a father. I'm pretty sure that's what's going on.
Listen, baby, hold your horses there. Daddy's got some podcasting to do, all right?
Okay.
So, you know, you can't always get what you want, so just shut up. I told you about him, you know, mashing my grapes, right?
You did.
Oh, f***.
He must have done something else new besides the teeth thing and the fever. He didn't tell me anything about the fever. Was there vomiting?
No, it was this very slight fever because he had some shots. So, yeah.
That's the worst baby story ever. I want projectile vomiting. I want tub girl style.
Okay, I urinated down the stairs.
What?
Yeah.
That's better.
There you go.
How did it happen?
Well, I couldn't take it, and I relieved myself on the stairs.
Did you stand at the top of the stairs and fire it right down to the bottom?
What do you think? I'm an idiot?
That's like a dream of mine. I never thought to do it. I don't have a staircase. Well, we do have a staircase, technically, but it's kind of public. But I'd love to have my own staircase.
What do you mean, technically?
There's a stairwell, but it's like a spiral one. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Spiral.
Oh, that'd be good.
Perfect. I can just fire it right down the middle.
Yeah. It'd be like vertical.
At 3 in the morning, no one's going to see.
I don't know. Do they have a lot of cameras there?
Not there. I think this is my new project. Parenting tips from people who know.
That was a really good segment.
News from the year 2080.
What's going on in the news, Scott?
I just got back from Bermuda.
Your arms must feel tired because of how narrow the seats are.
Exactly. Yeah, I kind of got busted for smoking in the airline bathroom.
You're not allowed to smoke in an airline bathroom?
No, it's because, I don't know if you know this, but the seats on airplanes, they're basically all fecal matter, so they're highly combustible.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the reason behind it, because let's face it, they haven't got the science to back up that there's anything wrong with smoking yet. But it's really the combustibility of the posterior seating arrangements. Anyway, I got busted. We were going to Dominican Republic for a vacation. It was a long flight, whatever. My wife got up, our infant son got in, and we all just like had a smoke.
Just regular cigarettes.
Yeah, and the air Nazis decided to ground the plane and blame us for that.
Are they allowed to do that? There's nothing wrong with smoking on a plane.
Well, that's,
they never mentioned
it. I know. They say they did, but you know, they do it in French and English, and I obviously only heard the French part, so I didn't understand it.
Did they have a sign?
I don't know. It's in French. People are saying they were inconvenienced. What I enjoy about going to places is I get to try the cuisine.
Oh, the cuisine.
And you can tell me a little bit about the cuisine in Japan. What's hot right now?
Well, Japanese food is very popular here.
Really?
And also, McDonald's has a new, they're doing their annual or biannual. They do this big America thing where they have different types of burgers from different regions of America. And yesterday I had a Texas burger.
Giant penis.
No. They don't have any sausages of any type.
Oh, okay.
They had a Texas burger, which has like a dried kind of onions on top and then the crunchy stuff. And then they've got the nice mustard. It was very, very good. And bacon. One of the layers is half an egg McMuffin bun inside the burger. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
The other thing that's going on is have you ever heard of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I have heard of the fried chicken, yes.
Well, they call it KFC now. Did you know that?
Oh, jeez.
It's called KFC.
Huh.
And listen, you may have heard of the
double
down.
You mean there's more news?
Yeah. You know the double down that came out a couple years ago? It's like meat with meat and more meat. It's like, one layer of chicken.
Uh-huh.
What's in the double down?
There's like bacon, isn't there? And cheese.
One layer of fried chicken.
Yeah.
Battered fried chicken. And then there's cheese, bacon.
And another chicken breast.
Yeah. So the bun is meat.
Yeah. Right. Well, as God intended it.
Well, now here's what they've got. They've got, in Japan, you've got one layer of chicken, you've got a cheese slice, you've got a layer of rice, and then some stuff I don't even know what it is. And then another layer of meat.
They don't even know what the other thing is?
No, nobody even knows. It's a layer of red stuff under the rice.
Oh, yeah, what is that?
Don't know. Could be heart meat. Who knows?
Two pieces of
jam. I think it might be jam. It might be jam. I guess I better try this stuff. Like some raspberry jam and a layer of what looks like a fried garlic.
It's not a radish or something?
It could be a Japanese radish.
Yeah, they like radishes there.
Might be. Oh, it's mayonnaise. It's mayo.
It doesn't look very mayony.
Well, and there's two globules floating in space.
Yeah, I see that.
Nearby.
I see that.
That's what's in the Japanese double down. And they call it the Japanese version of KFC's double down sandwich.
They don't just call it Kentucky chicken rice?
It's called Kentucky chicken rice, actually.
There's got to be a great commercial for it, though, don't you think?
I tell you.
Like with the cartoon characters and everything, like, super fantastic! Beep, 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 beep. Like, that kind of thing.
They have chickens in their chicken commercials, which is kind of strange. Isn't that weird? They've chicken.
Do they put them in a cove and then just
they put the chicken?
Is that how they kill? They don't have slaughterhouses. They bring them into coves.
They hunt them down the open sea in scientific chicken hunting vessels.
Well, you know that tuna is the chicken of the sea.
It is. And you know what's the penis of the land?
What?
Statue penis. Penises. That's what they call them, the penis of the land.
That is what they call them. That's science.
Yeah. So there's this town, kind of a hick town, some would say. Some would say a burgeoning burg. Okuizumo Town in western Shimane Prefecture. They got these giant, 5 meter high, 16 feet for you Chinese listeners, replicas of David. You know David, the statue of David?
Yeah, the king of the Jews.
That's right. He was by one of the Ninja Turtles. And Venus de Milo. Yeah. With no arms. You know these statues? Well, they have replicas.
Yeah, there was they're in that movie with Stitch.
Well, people are upset and angry and confused and aroused down in the pants. You know what I'm talking about?
I heard about this, actually, yeah. So they're upset that the statues are naked and they're actually putting pants on them?
They're putting pants on them because they don't want people to excite their, I'll use a little terminology here, their penis of the land. They don't want that getting excited. I'm speaking metaphorically.
Or is it that they're embarrassed by comparison?
That might be it. You know, David, he's a big, big man.
Well, he's 16 feet tall, too. So yeah, it's even too, he's even bigger, right? Like,
plus, it's hanging down. You know, it's right over your head.
Yeah.
You're looking right up at it.
Yeah, but they're not shy. Like you said about the onsen. They're just...
Yeah, they're okay with that because the kids go to the onsen and it's like, they're okay with nudity. The cleaning ladies. They have people cleaning up the shower while you're in it. Ladies.
What?
Women.
No.
Yeah, they do.
What? That's not true.
Not kidding. No, they're not attractive, but they do have some because they don't want to cause any kind of chub issue.
Now, what happens if instead of wearing pants, they just put some kind of pixelated thing over the junk?
What are they going to do with these statues? They could do that, or they could actually carve little pixels out of marble. Yeah, you know, little square blocks.
Yeah, make it look like a Space Invaders on it.
Why don't we coat the genital area in glue and throw dice at it?
Coat the genital.
Because it'll look pixelated. Little squares.
Yeah, okay, that works.
Okay, you got it? Got it?
Yeah.
Following. I actually agree with him putting pants
on. Now, what happens if you happen to be just standing still? I guess you'd have to be naked for it to really be a problem.
Yeah. I don't think you can just hang around naked and pretend to be a statue. Oh, that might be this whole thing.
You know that whole where you go to some towns and they have the guys in the pedestrian mall area
that
dress up like statues?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Do we have to put pants on those, too? What's the world coming to? You know what would solve the whole problem? Big pair of muscle pants.
That's true.
How are you dealing with the giant, crazy snowfall? The snowpocalypse.
Is that what it's called? Didn't they use that last year?
Did they?
Yeah.
Snowmageddon. That's it. How are you dealing with Snowmageddon?
Okay.
Snowtastrophe.
We're Canadian, so we just deal with it.
Is it like a regular Ottawa snowfall, basically?
It was a little bit of snow, but it wasn't that bad. I haven't gone out much, but it wasn't. It wasn't like what you see in the news stories and all that.
Scott, have you ever been snowballed by a lady?
Pass.
I mean, in a snowball fight.
Yeah, I know. I also know that you edit the show, so. I'm not going to answer that question. I like donkey weenies.
Whoa, why would you say that?
I don't know. I didn't say anything.
Dude, that saved me a lot of work. And that's all the news.
In the nick of time.
Down in the pants. You know what I'm talking about?
Will you look at the time?
Already.
Sorry, pal. We got to go.
We do this for free, so please help spread the word about our show.
Tell a friend!
Make a tweet.
Search for Future Jerks in the iTunes store and leave us a review.
iTunes reviews make us show up higher in podcast rankings.
That helps people find our show.
You don't even have to write anything that makes sense.
Just talk about yogurt or staplers if you want.
Actually, no. Only talk about yogurt and staplers.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you
back to the future.
Back, 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 back